This is Ben Fordham Live with Sydney's Best Breakfast on 2GB 873.
More concerns are being raised about a Sydney soccer side. The team has five transgender players who are competing in the women's competition. And the team called the Flying Bats, well, they're flying. In their latest game on Tuesday night, they won 12-0 and nine of the goals were scored by male-born players. This morning, we've received an email from a concerned parent. Her daughter plays in one of the sides that's gone up against the Flying Bats. We've been sent a video footage of one of the matches. It shows her daughter being knocked over by one of the players thought to be born a bloke. This source also tells us some of the players competing in the Flying Bats are in their late 20s and early 30s, and they're playing against girls as young as 18. According to our source, a number of other teams have forfeited their games against the Flying Bats because they want to protect their players. The parent says, I can tell you the Macquarie Dragons forfeited last Sunday due to rough play. Apart from every team forfeiting, the only other solution that I can see is to rename the women's competition to female. This means you must be biologically female. And we've done some additional digging, and we've spotted something unusual on the screenshots of the scorecards when you have a look at games involving the Flying Bats. So players who score goals are usually named on the scorecard, but a number of players' names are not listed next to their goals when it comes to the Flying Bats. Instead of their names, they've been replaced with numbers like player 40 or player 79. So we have no idea who scored the goals, and you can bet that that is not by accident. Football officials don't want the truth to get out, but the voices of concern just get louder and louder.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.